Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Young has time, and he can run, throws for the end zone. Field has it. It's a touchdown, Panthers!
Can't see masterpiece right here on 105 through the fan. Let's scout them Carolina Panthers, and they're still not good, but they are better than they have been. And they are favorites over the Dallas Cowboys. First time they've been favorites in a game since December 18th, 2022, although they did lose that game to the Steelers.
Oh,
well, tell me if I'm wrong or not, but they must have tremendous depth at the wide receiver position, if they were able to give us Mingo. And, I mean, look what he's done so far.
He hadn't done anything with the Panthers, Mike, up to that
point.
But
that's what I'm saying. He couldn't. Look at all the receivers they have. Look at how open that.
They have Adam Thielen, who's still around. And
he had a touchdown.
Xavier Legette.
Yeah, man, that guy, he almost has hands. Maybe he does have hands. He just doesn't have fingers. Like, that's why he can't catch the ball.
It's just paws.
Because if you have palms, you're probably not going to catch many things. The fingers are really important to catching balls.
Heard that.
And so you got Mingo now, and I think he's caught two passes for the Cowboys.
Which we warned everybody, he had caught one whole pass for 1 yard, despite, like, I don't know, 6 or 8 targets in his previous 4 or 5 games with Carolina. So that's that
he's
fourth round pick
now.
That's going to be high. And then the other fourth-round pick that he gave up the year before for Trey Lance, which you could use for starting running back. And
they got a starting running back.
Trey Lance.
Oh, not us, yeah.
Is starting this weekend, I'm assuming?
No.
What?
And that's the thing. I think if the Cowboys were to lose this week, I would assume you would see. Because the Cowboys have, what, a 1% chance of getting into the playoffs right now? And it's just basically just a long, slow bleed at this point. You would assume you would get Trey Lance. And for what reason? To excite the fan base? Because, I mean, when you're not really playing for anything else, what are you putting out there? So,
and to see if he's going to be your backup quarterback going forward. I know people have all these weird ideals about, like, oh, then we wouldn't need Dak. Well, too bad. Like, whether you like it or not, that deal is signed. It's locked in. You can't get out of it for at least 2 years.
Yeah, no, it would be really nice. I'm dead serious about this. Last 4 games of the year, Trey Lance goes in, looks really good, and you're like, that's our backup quarterback. We appreciate your efforts, Cooper Rush, over this time. If something happens to Dak, which seems like it's more likely, Bobby was going through it this morning, and I think the last 5 years he's been injured every year except for one. So it's more likely Dak's going to get injured, but we haven't seen anything from Trey Lance from the moments that we were out there in Oxnard to the preseason games to even the stuff that he's done this year that says that he's ready.
Look, do you think when the 49ers and Cowboys meet on the field hours before the game and, like, this game Sunday, that the general manager of the other team has to, like, apologize and say, I had to ask for a 4th round, and I was just so shocked you took it. And I know you guys are stuck with this guy. You can release him. It was only a 4th round pick.
I mean, I don't think so. I think they probably still, even after the fact, don't you think people still try to spin, like, hey, what a great deal you got? Even though it's over, and you can be like, ha-ha, stupid. But, like, it doesn't feel like people
you
really
don't say ha-ha, stupid, okay. Kevin, because you want them to trade with you next time.
Oh, okay.
You don't go, ha-ha, gotcha, sucker.
All Deuce Vaughn has more receptions than Mingo does. Deuce Vaughn. How many times have you seen Deuce Vaughn on the football field this year?
The same amount of times I've seen Mingo.
Yeah.
Deuce Vaughn, 3 catches for 18 yards.
That is very,
Jonathan,
very sad.
Mingo,
now,
2 catches for 10.
There are a couple of things that the Panthers have really been excelling at. They've been excelling at getting to the quarterback.
Okay.
They've had four sacks apiece in their last two games. And in their last four games, they have 15 sacks. So you're averaging almost four sacks per game. And so they have done a really good job at getting to the quarterback, which could be offset by the fact that, and I know Troy Aikman talked about this a lot the other night, Cooper Rush is getting rid of the ball very quickly, which in theory is good in terms of not getting pressured, not taking sacks, but it's also stifled this team's ability to have any sort of a long offensive play through the air.
Yeah, no, the ability to extend plays does not really exist with him at all. And so, yeah, if there's going to be pressure and the offensive line's leaky, then that's definitely going to be a factor on Sunday.
Is there any chance, like the first play of the game, I know this won't happen.
You want him to go deep?
Yeah. Just who's the fastest guy on this team?
Kamonte Turpin.
Who's the guy that's over 5'6" that can run close to his speed?
Jalen Tolbert.
All right, Jalen Tolbert.
Gosh.
Let's send him just fly route and wing it just to maybe, I don't even think this will do much, but maybe this will do a little bit for the Carolina defensive coordinator to go, oh, they might be opening it up this game just to see what happens. Like, why would you play your safeties any deeper than 12 yards off the ball?
I don't know if he can throw.
Which is how far it felt like our cornerbacks played in that last game. Yeah. They're like, hey, you're at the four. I'm going to play 8 yards back.
I just don't know if Rush, the confidence isn't there to do it because he hasn't done it. Like you saw him last week. He just refused to throw it deep. And I was like, can he not do it anymore? We've seen a couple of throws. It's just, I wonder if it's very Daniel Jones like, where it's just so inaccurate that he's like, I can't push it that far downfield anymore, guys. And that's a bad factor if you're going to have to rely on him for that.
I agree. Josie Jewell has started to make some things happen.
Good player.
For the Panthers, he had 10 tackles this past week. And in his last three games, he has 3.5 sacks, which is the most he's ever had in a three-game span in his career. So when we talk about the Panthers' ability to get pressure, it's not necessarily from all the spots that you would only think of. Josie Jewell has stepped up into that void as well. So I do think this will be an interesting challenge for, you used the term earlier, I thought it was perfect, a patchwork offensive line, and they're going to have another challenge in this game.
I mean, that's interesting. Yeah, you point out Josie Jewell's sack numbers have never been that good.
No.
This year, the way that they're using him, I thought Josie Jewell was a great player coming out of the draft in 2018. I was like, I'm really excited about this guy. And he was good for the Broncos for a while.
And I know we kind of touched on this. It's been a tough run for ACLs of former Texas players because Jonathan Brooks. He tore his ACL again, and now in his stead, Hubbard went past 1,000 yards rushing on the season. He's got 1,011, but another ACL tear for Jonathan Brooks, who is somebody that leading into that draft, we talked about a whole lot and Cowboys fans were excited about.
Yeah. Hubbard has been an interesting, because they've given him the opportunities. They early in the season, they were afraid, it felt like, of not passing the ball because they were so far behind, much like the Cowboys early this season. And then they were like, you know what? We just got to, Canales said, we got to run our offense the way it's supposed to be run. We got to show what Carolina football needs to be. And so running the way they have with Hubbard's been more effective for them.
By the way, he had a career high 10 missed tackles. In the positive sense. I know normally when we've talked about with the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
That's negative. But he had a career high in that. It's the most the Panthers back has had in 3 years since going back. Obviously, they had Christian McCaffrey. One more player I want to throw it over to. We talked about they haven't put up a lot of eye-popping pass statistics. Adam Thielen. Since he came back, Adam Thielen has caught 20 of his 25 targets for 258 yards. So they have been very efficient when funneling the ball into Adam Thielen. 80% of the time he's been targeted, he's caught it in the last three games since he's come back.
He was working his tail off at the end of that Philadelphia Eagles game. I don't know if you guys got to see the end of that, but he was like, he ran a route, had a big play, and was like, I'll stay in, and then ran another route and caught the ball and got out of bounds, and it was like, I think I'm going to die because I can't catch my breath.
Yeah.
And then they threw the perfect pass to Hans Magoo, and
he couldn't catch the pass. So Thielen couldn't catch his breath. The other one couldn't catch a pass, and it was problematic across the board. Couple of quick updates for you. Al Michaels said he is planning on being back next year in the broadcast booth. And are you guys surprised that The Athletic did their survey of NBA league executives. And when it comes to ranking the Mavericks front office, they're ranked 15th. I would have thought, I'm not saying you have to skyrocket them to the top. I admit.
The Mavericks?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised they are that low.
I don't know why.
I wonder how much the separation of Mark Cuban to Adelman changes that. I don't know what, like, why, because it seems like it's all Nico there and Finley,
yeah,
and what those two guys have done. But I wonder how much that changes because they don't know exactly what Adelson is. Like, they don't know exactly what how she's going to manage this thing or how that group is going to manage it.
Do people factor in? I know it's weird around here because we obviously hear from the Cowboys owner and GM all the time. But do people usually factor in owners when they're thinking about like how proficient your front office is?
I don't know. Again, because like you said, it's always our owners are very upfront and out there. With the Rangers, we do, and Ray Davis doesn't talk much because the big factor is, will he open the wallet?
Yeah.
So I wonder if that, like, opening up the checkbook is a big factor there.
I think it is in baseball because there's only luxury tax. There's not a salary cap. Like, okay, the NBA, I know you can go over by keeping your own players and stuff like that, but I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think owners are in this too much. I think this is a shot at Nico's lack of experience, but he has done a tremendous job.
Great.
Who would you put at the top of that list then?
Boston.
Probably Miami's going to be up there a lot of times. Right. I don't know if they'll be number one, but okay,
Boston is
Oak
second.
City's probably way
Miami
up there.
Is third. Oklahoma City is number one by a pretty wide margin.
Mike, the Rangers have a reliever. We have signed
Kirby.
Reliever.
Say Kirby.
He's not going to say Kirby.
Say Kirby.
Right-handed pitcher.
He's right-handed.
Jacob Webb, who was with the Baltimore Orioles last year, had a 3.02 ERA, 58 strikeouts, and a 1.18 whip. So we got a right-handed reliever. Does that replace Robertson, maybe?
I'd have to look up his
60 games.
If he goes a lot at the end of the game.
Yeah, 56 innings pitched for them. So that's I don't know exactly what the deal is, but 1 year contract for Jacob Webb, who was with the Orioles, and you got a pitcher that you need in that area.
Now, that's all fine and well, Corey. We can dive more into that at another point, but I want to talk about Juan Soto because I've been meaning to talk about this all week for some reason. A Twitter account by the handle of Philly Sports INQ tweeted out on December 8th, if Juan Soto goes to the Mets, which is always a bad way to start it.
He did.
Yes, he did. This person said they would post a video of them eating a gallon of human S.
Why?
That is a great question. That now has 30.
That's going to kill you.
Okay.
That could kill you.
I think you're probably right.
I think so too.
I think.
It now has 30,000 likes, and he followed up 17 hours ago.
Is this a famous person?
No, he has like 1,000 followers.
He's trying to get famous.
Yeah, well.
He's going to die.
He followed up 17 hours ago. Does anyone know how to acquire about a gallon of, then he said, human feces?
Yeah, just
asking for a friend.
Go into a gallon bucket for a few days and see how that, I don't know exactly how many days
I'm not really sure how that'll work either.
Don't do it, dude. Just take your licks and say, I'm a moron. I shouldn't have tweeted this.
Yeah.
I'm stupid.
But instead, he seems to embrace it. It was already pinned to the top of his page, and he hasn't unpinned it and, like, taken it away and be like, hey, hopefully people will forget about that. But, yeah, this is what he said. But, Corey, you asked the most important question. But why?
But why?
If the flip side was, but if he doesn't, you all have to send me
$1 billion.
Yeah. Then I would be like,
it's only $1,000. I'm not eating that for $1,000.
Then I would be like, at least understand your motive.
Yeah.
This motive, I don't understand at all. And as Mike said, yes, Juan Soto did in fact go to the Mets. And he said, not only will he do it, he'll post a video of it.
Yeah. According to Columbia University.
Oh, no.
Feces can contain a variety of disease-causing bacteria, viruses, and parasitic worms. It doesn't mean that eating feces is necessarily poisonous, but it can make someone sick. Shigella, Vibrio, Salmonella, and E. coli are four bacteria commonly present
That is so gross.
And the doo-doo.
I don't think that person is really going to do it. I guess I kind of hope they
can't. I don't think they can.
Don't.
Can you just eat chocolate mousse and everybody's like, oh, it looks real? Like, I feel like you can pull this off.
Caddyshack?
Yeah. I feel like you can pull this off and make it look
a whole bunch of Snicker bars.
It's a baby Ruth.
It's a floater.
I don't know, but this person is continuing to double down.
I mean, I'd rather him try this and he's going to get sick doing this. Eat a gallon's worth of Snicker bar.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
And those are great, by the way. If you're thinking I'm comparing Snickers that, really no, good, Snickers yeah. are awesome. But I'm just saying, like, let's not do the other. First of all, I don't think it's capable from a human being.
Dude,
and I don't want to see if it is or not.
Just stepping in it with a shoe on, like when it's a dog's, it makes me feel gross.
And I continue to go back to, and you, if you would have gained, if you would have won, you would have gained nothing.
From the 940, I deliver to wastewater treatment plants. I can get them 10 gallons. So we got people. If he needs some help with this.
But that's such a random connection to have.
Yeah, we did it.
I got a guy.